outside looking in, we all thought how cool it would be to be Frank Zappa's daughter. I know I always wished I had cool parents, but I don't know, maybe you should be careful what you wish for. Joining us right now is Moon Unit Zappa. Hi, Moon.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. All right. I cannot put your book down, Earth to Moon. It's a memoir. And you got journals for gifts very frequently when you were younger. It seems only fitting that you would write a book. It's excellent.
Thank you so much. I'm really proud of it. I'm really, really happy about it.
I have to tell you, we shared some of the same things growing up. You loved Sean Cassidy. I was more into Donny Osmond. My mom was a little rough combing out my hair using the Johnson & Johnson No More Tears detangler. And most importantly, Moon, I had imaginary friends named Leah Brand-Schmidto and Oreo Leakus. And you had imaginary camels.
Tamershi Dewine and Sanini. So my father immortalized Tamershi in a song, and anything could be music in the house. Your stories, the sound of a tea kettle, anything was a paint color for my father.
Well, that's where I think it ends with the similarities between our upbringing. So Frank Zappa's your dad. Reading this book was funny and sometimes very heartbreaking, Moon. It's you wanted the attention of your parents, basically, right?
Yeah, I mean, the book, I take the reader on the journey asking, is genius worth the collateral damage? Because we all sacrifice so much to do my father's dreams. And ultimately, I find that to be an unsustainable system if you don't get a turn to have everyone also support your dreams. And so early on, I felt like a fish out of water in my own home. And I think that's what makes it universally relatable. But then it's setting it in Los Angeles and having those kinds of references and the cast of players, that I think makes it a little bit unique.
Yes, that's a great word for it. So you were the firstborn, and unit is basically because, well, you explain it.
Yeah, so my mother was given the two choices, Moon or Motorhead, Moon Unit, and she picked Moon, and then Unit because I was the firstborn and we became a family unit. And I took my name so literally, I really thought that I was the moon with no light of my own, and I was just meant to reflect the light of my father, aka the sun. And so I got a lot of funky wiring in there, and so the book is really me bearing witness to myself and bringing those stunted and broken and confused parts of myself into present time, which I think is a universal journey for anybody to be like, what's mine and what do I want to keep and what do I want to discard?
Right. And I mean, this is like cathartic for you. It's healing. I'll be honest with you. We all have some form of dysfunctional family, some more than others.
Exactly. And one of the things about when you're missing something, you become an expert in understanding its value. And so for me, connection is everything. Family is everything. And so I was really thrown for a loop when Gail decided to only leave the intellectual property to both of my siblings that I helped raise. And that just, it made me have to go back and start over and say, how did I get here? What were the initial signs of that betrayal? And then to just make peace with it.
Well, yeah, let's talk about that really briefly. So you're the firstborn, then Dweezil is born. He's a musician. Your dad was a musician. Were they more excited about Dweezil?
I think they were. I think that ultimately my family was a Sicilian patriarchy in a larger patriarchy, and Dweezil happened to be more lovely than I was.
He had better eyelashes, that's for sure.
Yeah. And I think it was just easier to, it made more sense to Gail ultimately because Dweezil played the guitar like Frank, and we were already doing that system. So I think that that's part of why he was the golden child of the family. And again, we all sacrifice so much. And I think we all Frank made you feel like you were the most special person in the room. And so he was, it was intoxicating to be around him. It was contagious, his creativity. And so, yeah, I think we all were really missing that time with him when he would, he'd be gone for 7 months out of a year.
Yeah. And then Amit and Diva came along, and after your dad passed away, he was only 52, my God, 1993. And then your mom passed away. I'm sorry for your loss. They're still your parents. And she changed the trust and gave Amit and Diva more.
Yeah, it's not the part that's, it's not the stuff that mattered to me. It was that ultimately Gail was saying, I wish these two well forever and you two not so much. And so I had to go back and honestly reclaim my value, my worth, when that's someone's final word. In summation, it's quite a blow. And so I go back and I excavate what that process was like when your mother's your first bully, because I had the endurance for it during her lifetime, because I knew that there was an end date on her cruelty. So I was so shocked when her cruelty continued.
It's I can't imagine a mom leaving her kids in that situation. You did call your mom and dad, Frank and Gail, and you finally got to record a song with your dad. What were you, 14, where you got gagged with a spoon?
I was 13, oh, 13, really missing my father. Yeah, and I slid a note under his door in the studio, because I figured out, the word workaholic wasn't there at the time, but I figured out he loved the studio. And so this moment where he woke me up on a school night to make him laugh, because I would do that voice around the house, and he thought it was funny. And so we did some improvising, and then this moment that was just between the two of us suddenly was on an album, and then all of a sudden it was internationally beloved. So it was very shocking to both of us, especially because he'd already made 30 albums and had never had any FM radio airplay.
Right.
So for him, it didn't represent his the body of his composition abilities.
Well, right. The one big hit is you're on it.
Exactly. And so that was strange, because I'm just trying to finish my geometry homework, and all of a sudden I'm in the public eye, and I was a really shy kid, so that's part of the story. And I think that's the fun too for readers to go back and relive that time. And I hope I put enough fun references in there for somebody to feel like, oh yes, I know exactly what she's talking about.
And you had a brief TV show, you and Dweezil, Normal Life with Cindy Williams. I was a fan.
We had so hoped to do our version of the Addams Family, and it landed with a thud. They just couldn't seem to get it. And honestly, it makes sense, because the writers grew up in Normal, stable home,
right?
And we grew up feral, and they couldn't write to that. And I didn't understand that at the time, but I do now.
Well, I just want to commend you, Earth to Moon. I'm not a big reader. I couldn't put this down. Earth to Moon, a memoir. Moon Unit Zappa. Are you talking to your siblings now? That'll be my last question for you.
I am. Amit and I have made some real progress, and I'm really happy about that. And my door is always open to Diva and to Dweezil.
All right. Well, I'm a fan of yours, and I was a fan of your dad's and your brother, and I wish you the best. You might not have been mothered that well, but I imagine you're a really good mother in comparison.
I hope so. We'll have to see if my kid writes a memoir.
All right. Well, get the book. Moon, such a pleasure to meet you, and best of luck.
Thank you so much. Appreciate your time.
You're very welcome. Moon Unit Zappa and Earth to Moon, a memoir. Fascinating. All right, Steve has a look at your weather right now.
Yeah, we're watching the heat index readings already creeping into the 90s in our southwest suburbs this morning. At Morris, at 94 is the heat index right now. Temperatures have been pushing into the 80s so far this morning. We're on our way to 98 at O'Hare today. If that holds, that'll break our record of 97 set back in 1973 on the